In the U.S., opinion polls show that roughly 70% of people support the war with Iraq. African Americans, however, have been more reluctant. One poll shows blacks evenly divided. Another shows a substantial majority opposed. From Los Angeles, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports on the factors behind black opposition to the war.
The day of this anti-war rally was prematurely hot and sunny, the setting not without symbolic meaning. Leimert Park may be a simple grassy square in south central Los Angeles, able to hold just a few hundred people, but it's in the heart of the city's center for black art and culture.
It's good to see all you African people out here today, and all you people who are standing on the right side of history.
For some in the crowd, this was their first anti-war demonstration, among them a writer who would only give his first name, Ricky.
I just felt that there was some responsibility I should take. I just don't know what to do. I feel helpless.
Ricky said there are better things the government could spend money on.
I want to know what a 21,000-pound bomb costs. I don't know how they could find all this money for all this murder and mayhem. And people are starving in this country.
Reading the signs in the crowd and listening to the speakers, it was clear that everyone here saw a lot of uses for government money besides war. Housing, for example, and jobs and health care. Congresswoman Maxine Waters represents this area. Backstage after her speech, she said rallies like this one are important because African Americans need to be heard as a distinct community.
Voices of so-called minorities get lost in the overall message. We don't have the ability oftentimes to be in the major news media. When you look on the Sunday talk shows of the major channels, we're not there. So people don't often know what minorities are thinking, what African Americans are thinking.
There was no mistaking what Drashina Kyles was thinking. She held a sign that simply said, "Evildoers," above pictures of President Bush Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice.
I have a 17-year-old son, and he will not ever fight in anything this atrocious. You know, people talk about support our boys. Support. What are they doing over there? Why are they there? Somebody needs to teach their children that they should not shoot guns for reasons that have to do with making people rich that oppress them. Hello.
Blacks, however, have long used military service as a path to opportunity, to education, job training, and respect in the wider society. Right now, about 20% of all military personnel are African American, though blacks make up just 12% of the population. Despite those statistics, African Americans have historically been skeptical of war, says Ron Walters, professor of government and politics at the University of Maryland.
And I think that that comes from the fact that when you are a community that's really been oppressed and subjugated by war through slavery and spent a lot of time in captivity, you tend to not be as quick to jump into a conflict like that as perhaps other people.
Which is not to say that blacks are any less patriotic than whites, says Walters. Their patriotism is just grounded in different things.
Blacks have fought a tremendous battle to make the Constitution of the United States colorblind and equal. And that has been one war that we have invested a lot of energy in, blood in the streets, toil and sweat. That has been really the mark of our patriotism, because that's opened up opportunities for all sorts of people who would not have had them if we hadn't waged that fight.
They say we must fight to keep our freedom. The Lord knows there's got to be a better way.
Walter's thoughts were echoed by many at the Leimert Park rally. Army veteran Gray Harris said he'd fight again, if necessary.
We're not saying no war. We're saying sometimes wars are absolutely necessary because maybe it's something we did not instigate. And if there was a direct threat, I would be the first one to take up arms. I would be the first one to encourage others to.
It just has to be for a good reason, said Harris, not for someone else's agenda. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.